Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Counter-terrorism police in southern Russia say they've killed six of the gunmen who carried out attacks in the Republic of Dagestan. Churches and synagogues in the cities of Derbent and Makhachkala were targeted on the Orthodox festival of Pentecost. At least 10 people were killed, most of them police officers, but also a priest. Tom Bailey reports.
Whilst the identities of the attackers has not yet been confirmed, mainly Muslim Dagestan has seen Islamist insurgencies in the past. Sunday's attacks sparked a huge security operation, with the gunmen now reported to have been killed. Russia has experienced a number of Islamist attacks over the past year, most notably the mass shooting at a Moscow concert hall in March, prompting questions over whether its security agencies have been distracted by the war in Ukraine and an internal crackdown on anti-war dissent. This latest incident is only likely to add to those concerns.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the intense phase of fighting in Rafah in southern Gaza is nearly over, but that this did not mean that the war was coming to an end. He said troops would be redeployed to the border with Lebanon, where cross-border exchanges of fire with Hezbollah have raised fears of a wider conflict.
After the intense phase is finished, we will have the possibility to move part of the forces north, and we will do this, first and foremost for defensive purposes. And secondly, to bring our evacuated residents home. If we can, we'll do this diplomatically. If not, we'll do it in another way. But we will bring all the residents home, all the residents of the north, as well as the residents of the south.
The government of Saudi Arabia has given the first official death toll for this year's Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca, which took place during an extreme heat wave. The health minister said 1,301 pilgrims had died, many of them elderly people with long-term illnesses. He said health facilities treated nearly 500,000 pilgrims. A maximum security prison in Quebec in eastern Canada has been evacuated because of wildfires. The order for the evacuation of its 225 inmates was issued on Friday. Elsa Ochney reports.
The federal prison in Port-Cartier normally houses some of Canada's most notorious criminals, including several serial killers. In a statement, the Prison Services Commissioner, Anne Kelly, said the prison was closed and its inmates were successfully moved to other secure prisons without giving details. It's not clear when the jail will be reopened. The wildfire season across Canada has so far been less destructive than last year, when 15 million hectares burned. But the federal government is forecasting another hotter-than-average summer.
Elsa Ochney reporting. World News from the BBC. Russia has said it holds the United States responsible after a missile fired by Ukraine killed at least four people in occupied Crimea, including two children. Local Russian officials said more than 140 others needed treatment after missile fragments hit a crowded beach near Sevastopol. Four teenagers have been stabbed and 14 youths detained in Argentina after a huge fire broke out in a shopping centre in a huge fight broke out in a shopping centre in Buenos Aires. 200 young people entered the mall with knives and stones and started a fight in the food aisle. 70 police and security guards had to intervene to bring the situation under control. At football's Men's European Championship, the host Germany and Switzerland have drawn 1-1 in their final group game. Both have now qualified for the last 16. Meanwhile, Hungary beat Scotland with a goal deep into injury time, ending Scotland's hopes of reaching the knockout stage. Our Scotland correspondent Katrina Renton was at the fan zone in the city of Glasgow.
It is almost empty in the fan zone now. But earlier, some had queued for hours waiting to grab the best seats. The party atmosphere was filled with hope and expectation, dreaming big. This was Scotland's chance to finally make it to the knockout stages of a major international tournament. The atmosphere was electric, but when Hungary scored in the final seconds... the dream was over.
A host of A-list stars have attended one of the fashion industry's biggest events of the year, Vogue World in Paris, which saw top French designers come together for a rare joint show themed around the Olympics. The event was overseen by Vogue Supremo Anna Wintour and took place in the Place Vendôme in the heart of the city. That's the latest world news from the BBC.